Thank you, Mr. Chair. Allow me at the outset to congratulate Your Excellency, the Permanent Representative of Kenya, on his election as Chair Rapporteur of this Intergovernmental Working Group. Egypt assures you, Your Excellency, of our full support and constructive collaboration. Egypt aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Gambia, or will be delivered by the Gambia on behalf of the African Group. We welcome the convening of the 23rd session as an important step forward in our shared commitment to the effective implementation of the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action. We particularly commend the efforts to advance the consultations on the draft declaration on the respect, protection, and fulfillment of the human rights of people of African descent, and welcome the progress achieved so far in the negotiations. We highlight the need for the declaration to continue to be guided by the path charted by the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action to address all forms of racism and discrimination perpetrated against Africans and people of African descent, and advance the protection and fulfillment of all their human rights in parallel to addressing the root causes and structural consequences of historical injustices. The conclusion of the first international decade for people of African descent has underscored the urgent need to sustain and deepen our collective efforts to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Egypt, therefore, welcomes the General Assembly's decision to declare a second decade for people of African descent, recognizing the importance of strengthening national, regional, and international cooperation to ensure the full and equal enjoyment of human rights by people of African descent, as well as their meaningful participation in all facets of society. Despite significant strides, Egypt remains deeply concerned by the persistence of racism and discrimination in all its manifestations, including hatred on the basis of race and religion, which continues to disproportionately affect people of African descent, Muslims and other religious minorities, migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers. We stress the urgent need for a comprehensive and integrated approach to address these issues and to ensure accountability, justice, and reparations for the victims of these violations. In this regard, we reiterate the African Group's call to commence preparations for the high-level event in 2026, commemorating the 25th anniversary of the DDPA's adoption. Such an occasion should serve as a platform for reaffirming our commitment to eradicating racism and for proposing concrete actionable steps to accelerate progress towards the full realization of the DDPA's objectives. In parallel to these ongoing commendable efforts, Egypt also underscores the importance of advancing the supplementary standards to the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, with a view to addressing existing gaps in combating contemporary forms of racism and discrimination, particularly those faced by people of African descent, and promoting comprehensive solutions rooted in accountability and justice. I thank you, Mr. Chair.